Passage 3. Charlie Parker is one of America's greatest jazz musicians. He influenced the direction of jazz music during his short lifetime. He developed a new style of jazz called bebop. Performers of bebop left the traditional music melody and played a song freely, with the music and rhythm that was felt at the time. So, the same song could be played in a different way each time it was performed. Charlie Parker was born in 1920 and had his first saxophone in 1933. Charlie developed as a musician by playing with different groups in public eating and drinking places called nightclubs. Meanwhile, Charlie developed serious problems that were to affect him the rest of his life. He became dependent on alcohol and the illegal drug heroin. In 1939, Charlie went to New York City, where he began to develop his own style of jazz. Charlie Parker's name first appeared in the press reports about music in 1940. During the next 5 years, he joined different bands. He apparently did not feel at ease playing with a big band, so he returned to New York City in 1947. The following 4 years are considered his most successful. He formed his own small bands and played with other groups. He visited Europe 3 times, where he recorded about half of the albums he ever made. His last public appearance was on March 5, 1955, at Birdland. It was not a success. He died 7 days later of a heart attack.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. 32. What is the passage mainly about? 33. Which of the following is true about Charlie's music style? 34. Which of the following is considered one of Charlie's most successful years? 35. Where did he record about half of the albums he ever made?